Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root will join us a little bit later on in the program. This is going to be interesting. The president at Normandy, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and what an amazing ceremony. With all of those world leaders present, including, of course, the President of the United States. Joining us now, Michael Joyce, Deputy Republican National Committee Press Secretary, and joins us from our nation's capital. Michael, how you been?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I think this state visit to the UK, the visit to Normandy, I think this thing has been a masterstroke. It has been everything and more. What about from your perspective?
Yeah, I think throughout the entire official state visit to the United Kingdom, the president and the queen have highlighted the special and lasting bond as well as the shared common values between our two nations. And, you know, you've seen in the meetings and the press conference with the prime minister, you know, the UK is a vital ally to the United States. And we invest more than $1 trillion in each other's economies. We work together to defeat ISIS. We're both working together to stop Iran. And they're one of the biggest NATO allies that we have. And, you know, we're obviously pushing them to increase NATO spending as well. So, yeah, it's been an absolute A-plus trip all around. I think the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy was stunning this morning. The First Lady's looked stunning and has represented our country well since she's been abroad. And it's been a wild success. And I think once, you know, in the near future here, once the UK moves forward with Brexit and gets everything done on their end, I think we're going to see a very successful trade deal with the UK in the very near future.
Let me just ask you, when you see the president on the world stage, as we did today, for instance, at Normandy, this to me, it is so positive. There's nothing the left can say to degrade it, is there?
No, absolutely not. You know, I think what's unfortunate, though, is you still hear the whispers back home from House Democrats taking pot shots at the president while he's overseas, of course, but you know, the feud with Nancy Pelosi feels like it'll never end. And yeah, you hope that they could just put politics aside for a minute and celebrate a very historic moment for our country and for civilization, too. And unfortunately, we're just seeing more of the same from the Democrats. And, you know, as soon as President Trump gets back from abroad, they're going to move completely forward with their bogus impeachment proceedings and their continuation of their political vendetta against this president. So it's unfortunate, but you would hope at least today, on such a special day like today, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, that they would just kind of put politics aside for a minute and enjoy this historic moment.
Again, joining us, Michael Joyce, Deputy Republican National Committee Press Secretary, who joins us from our nation's capital. Meanwhile, here at home, the administration is pushing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Where are we in the process?
Well, you know, if Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats would bring the USMCA to the House floor for a vote, it would pass overwhelmingly. You'd have bipartisan support. There's nearly 400 companies and associations that have endorsed the USMCA, and they've joined a coalition working with other folks to pressure Congress to support the deal. And, you know, if this is ratified, this would bring our trade relationship with Canada and Mexico into the 21st century. It would raise wages for American workers all over this country. It'd be a huge boon for farmers and ranchers, as well as the manufacturing industry as well. And when you look at and you break it down state by state, just how much business they do with U.S. and Mexico on a daily basis, I mean, this is huge. And this is the kind of thing where if only the Democrats were willing to focus on what's best for the country, this is the kind of deal that needs to get passed and approved immediately. But you know, like I said at the beginning, Nancy Pelosi needs to bring this to the House floor for a vote. And unfortunately, they seemed a little more interested in things like impeachment proceedings and other things that are a colossal waste of time instead of things that would actually help American workers. So hopefully they bring it to the floor soon. You're starting to see movement and hear things between the three nations where it sounds like we're getting to a point where we're going to have to move forward with the deal one way or the other. But again, that all boils down to whether or not Nancy brings it to the House floor for a vote.
The Mexican tariffs, which are slated to kick in next week, there were some that say that they might jeopardize this USMCA. Is that true? Is that maybe not so true?
No, you know, I think we've seen time and time again with this president. He uses negotiating tactics that, you know, we haven't really seen in the past before. You look back and think about when President Trump said to Nancy Pelosi, well, you know, what if we just put all of these illegal immigrants we're apprehending at the border in sanctuary cities around the country? They lost their minds when they heard that. Now you're hearing the same thing with the tariffs, and people are kind of freaking out a little bit about them. But look, already we had 200 Mexican law enforcement officials block a 1,000-person caravan headed for the U.S. Just yesterday. On Tuesday, U.S. officials are now training Mexican officials. They launched a U.S.-Mexico anti-transnational criminal organization and border violence prevention initiative. So Mexico is already acting before these tariffs get enacted. And I think we could see a resolution without the tariffs having to happen, because once again, this president knows how to negotiate with other countries and he's bringing them to the negotiating table. And there's Mexican officials in D.C. right now working with the Trump administration to work on securing our border, securing Mexico's southern border, because the real issue is the migrants coming up from Central America, not Mexico. So there's already been movement in the past 2 days alone on this. So I think it looks good. I think we could potentially avoid the tariffs overall. But once again, you know, well done on this president for getting Mexico to the negotiating table, and not only getting this to the negotiating table, but taking action immediately too. You know, stopping a 1,000-person caravan is a big deal. And when you look at the figures right now of how many apprehensions are happening on a monthly basis, they're out of control. So I think there's good news coming in the future, but I think we just have to keep up the pressure and we'll have good results in the end.
Again, 144,000 illegals apprehended along our southern border in just the month of May. Our facilities, our retention facilities, our detention facilities, they can't keep up with this, can they?
Absolutely not. And, you know, that figure, 144,000 migrants being apprehended at the border in May, that's up 32% from April alone. And that's up 600% from this month 2 years ago. It's also the third straight month with more than 100,000 migrants being apprehended at the border. So this is absolutely a crisis. This is not a manufactured crisis whatsoever. And it's appalling to watch House Democrats bring forward amnesty bills when we have such a serious crisis that needs to get resolved at the border. The detention centers are overwhelmed. We have to take TSA officials and U.S. Air Marshals and deploy them to the border. We're taking Border Patrol agents at more northern checkpoints from the border. We're having to move them down to the southern border too. And you've heard it from officials, even Obama officials, saying this is overwhelming the system. Something has to get done. And unfortunately, the Democrats are just sitting on their hands because they don't want to give the president what would be a very clear victory. But this is the right thing to do for the American people, and we need to act on this immediately. And we need Congress to act to secure the border and stop these migrant caravans from coming. The 100,000 plus a month figures of migrants being apprehended at the border, we just don't have the room anymore to even hold these folks in detention centers. So it's absolutely a crisis, and hopefully we get some action on this in the very near future.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. You touched on it. I want to get into a little depth here on the bill that passed the House the other day, 237 to 187, essentially along a party line vote. It was supposedly a citizenship and immigration reform bill. Do we know what was in it? I mean, do we know what kind of, I know it was DACA and Dreamer oriented, but there was a lot more in there. Off the top of your head, what was in that bill?
Yeah, well, they immediately wanted to give citizenship to Dreamers in the country. They wanted to help DACA folks out as well. But what's frustrating about that, and I think the American people see this as well, is the fact that President Trump last year in, I think, November or December, came forward with a deal and said, I'll give you DACA, I'll give you citizenship for Dreamers. In return, let's secure the border. So I think we're kind of at a standstill, and we're in the exact same position we were in last year, where they clearly want to give amnesty and they want to help Dreamers and they want to move forward with DACA. But President Trump still understands how serious and what kind of significant crisis is going on our southern border right now. So why can't we make a deal? It's questionable that Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats don't want to move forward with a deal and instead just pass bills that'll never see the light of day, because, you know, Mitch McConnell will never bring any bill that they're passing like that to the Senate floor for a vote. And so it's just more of the same. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, we know that Democrats are out there supporting things like open borders. They want to decriminalize illegal immigration. These are things that 2020 Democrats are campaigning on right now. So the American people, I think, see through what they're doing by trying to bring forward these bills, when ultimately, if they would just go to the president and Republican leadership and cut a deal, I think you would see a deal get done very quickly. But unfortunately, the Democrats are only focused on obstruction and resistance. So I don't think we'll ever see it, unfortunately. But again, at the end of the day, I think there is all the parameters there to get a deal done. So hopefully we can get something done. But until then, you're going to just see more of the same. You're going to see Nancy Pelosi bring these bills to the floor that'll never get anywhere. And nothing will get done for the American people, unfortunately.
Well, if you remember, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, because this is the way I remember it. Instead of 800,000 Dreamers and DACA people getting a pathway to citizenship, the president offered 1.8 million. He also wanted merit-based immigration. He also wanted an end to the visa lottery. He wanted to secure our borders. What was the excuse that Democrats made in turning that down? Do you recall?
They just go forward with their typical taglines of calling all Republicans.
Whoops. I didn't do it. I didn't touch it. Michael, are you there? Okay. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more with Michael Joyce in just a minute. He's the deputy press secretary for the Republican National Committee. What is it? What was the excuse the Democrats actually used? We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Michael Joyce is back with us. He was, I think it was the DNC was trying to short-circuit him. Michael Joyce joining us. He is the Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. And he joins us. You know, we were talking before we were so rudely interrupted about the president's offer, which I thought was really sincere and legitimate and transparent. And it was not 800,000 Dreamers and DACA folks getting a path to citizenship. It was 1.8 million. But the president wanted merit-based immigration. He wanted an end to the visa lottery. He wanted support for the border safety, border security. What was it specifically that the Democrats objected to? And what was their excuse for running away from it?
Yeah, you know, well, at the time, they just wanted to keep the shutdown alive. They wanted to score petty political points. They didn't want to actually get anything done. And ultimately, they didn't want to give President Trump the money for the border wall to secure the border. And it's appalling because you're seeing them now coming forward saying, we still want the things that you were willing to give to us back then, but we don't want to do it without giving you any concessions as well. So once again, they're just proving that they're only focused on their political vendetta against President Trump. They don't want to give him a victory, and they don't want to do anything for the American people. They just want to keep attacking this president up until November of 2020 in hopes that they can possibly take him out in 2020, although I'm not seeing it right now, the way things are moving with this economy and everything else. But yeah, it just boils down to the fact that since 2016, the Democrats have not been in the business of trying to do anything for the American people. They're just focused on baseless fishing expeditions, moving forward with the bogus impeachment proceeding, and doing anything to smear this president and drag his name through the mud at all costs. So yeah, when he comes forward in good faith with a good bill, a good negotiation where Democrats will get things they want, Republicans will get things they want, and they say, absolutely not, we're not doing it. If you recall at the time, President Trump actually was giving a speech about it. And before he even finished the speech, Nancy Pelosi was out with a statement already saying, this is a non-starter, we're not doing this. So it's just more blind obstruction and resistance to everything that this president's trying to do. And I think the Democrats are going to pay for it in the polls in 2020.
So what are the marching orders as the president returns from Europe? What is it he will face when he gets home?
You know, he's going to have to face more of Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and all the other House Democrats moving forward with these bogus impeachment proceedings at the time when there's a lot of things that the American people need to get done right now. We need to address the opioid crisis. We need to fix our nation's infrastructure. We need to pass the USMCA. There's a laundry list of things we need to do. We need to reform our immigration system and secure the border. They're just unwilling to do anything right now unless it makes the president look bad. Then they're all systems go on, unfortunately. So there's a laundry list of items that need to get done. And I think you're going to see President Trump do anything in his power to get things done for the American people. And I think that's where he's coming from with these tariffs with Mexico. And we're already seeing results. Mexico's already coming back and not only negotiating, but taking action to help our border crisis and help solve this crisis without the help of House Democrats and National Democrats as well. So there's a lot to get done. Hopefully we can get some things done. But luckily, at least on the bright side in the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership continue to get federal judges approved. And that's a good thing for the future of our party and for the future of this country. So there are still things to get done, but ultimately we need the Democrats to come to the negotiating table in good faith and get to work for the American people once and for all.
Exactly. Michael Joyce, thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again soon. You have a great one.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. And by the way, the president gave a solution to the immigration problem. But apparently Democrats don't want a solution. They want an issue. They want an issue to run on in 2020. They want these numbers, these staggering numbers from our border, our southern border. In the month of May, just a few days ago, 144,000 U.S.-Mexico border apprehensions. That's incredible. And there is no way. You're seeing a story today on CNN. They obtained an inspector general's report on essentially code violations, things like that, at these detention centers. Why wouldn't there be 144,000 a month? I think we had 130,000 the month before. Why is everybody surprised that we are incapable, even the U.S. government, of creating detention facilities for all these people? I mean, it's not surprising for me at all. Stick around. More to do. You want to join us? You can. You're always welcome to do so. Coming up, you're never going to believe what CNN polling reveals. And this is incredible. In fact, I'll give you just a quick tidbit. A CNN poll claims that 54% expect the president to be reelected, including a quarter of Democrats. All that more coming up live and local.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says it's investigating a deadly accident involving West Point cadets in New York earlier today. One cadet was killed and 22 others were injured when an armored personnel carrier overturned near the West Point Military Academy during a training mission. President Trump, a key player at a big event at the Normandy American Cemetery in France to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Afterwards, he sat down for a brief meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron, and he told reporters of the special day.
It's a lot of courage and a lot of heartbreak, but an incredible victory.
Talks over the president's threatened tariffs on Mexico if the government doesn't stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. have resumed at the State Department today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call for a free review, would you? Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000, wherever you live across the state. That's 702-870-4000. Okay, today is the 75th anniversary of D-Day invasion at Normandy. And the president has been there. Reports of a 97-year-old Normandy veteran parachuting again today onto Normandy. That's incredible. Speaking of incredible, our own Wyatt Cox put together a full hour devoted to the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And it was absolutely incredible. Aired at 6 a.m. this morning. It is available the entire hour, which has, gosh, all kinds of stuff in it. You can go to classicradio.stream. Classicradio.stream, and you can order the podcast. It's an incredible hour. I wanted to give you just a quick snippet of what was in this amazing hour produced by our own Wyatt Cox. Here it is.
CBS World News, Bob Trost speaking. It has now been nearly 2 hours since the first German radio announcement that the invasion had begun. Frankly, we don't know at this time whether those German news agency reports that the invasion has begun are true or not. However, the scarcity of any details from the Germans in these 2 hours after the first announcement do throw very strong doubt on the possible truth of the German story. Up until this moment, of course, there's been no confirmation from any Allied source that an invasion may have started. Elmer Davis, director of the Office of War Information, says that he, too, knows nothing of the reports. However, late last night, three German news agencies flashed word that Allied paratroops were spilling out of the skies over the Normandy Peninsula of France, and that our landing craft had started to come ashore in the Le Havre area, just 80 miles across the English Channel from the coast of Britain. The Germans, still without confirmation, say that Allied flyers are pounding Le Havre and its surrounding territory. The German news agency, DNB, also is telling of strong bombing attacks against the Calais and Dunkirk regions of France. Both Calais and Dunkirk lie some 150 miles northeast of Le Havre. This is the way the German Transocean broadcast announced the start of the invasion, and I quote, "The long-awaited invasion," said the Germans, "by the British and Americans, was begun in the first hours of the morning of June 6th. The Germans then go on to say that their naval forces are now engaged in opposing the Allied landings. According to the German DNB agency, no enemy troops have come ashore yet. But again, I repeat, there's absolutely nothing at the moment to substantiate these enemy claims. The British Broadcasting Corporation, meanwhile, has broadcast urgent instructions to the people of France that a new phase in the air war has begun. In an earlier broadcast from Allied headquarters in London, the peoples of occupied Europe were told that once the invasion had started, they would be notified by leaflets. And again, in closing, let me remind you that there is no Allied confirmation of the landings in France as the Germans report. The British radio did add a warning to all persons to evacuate the 22-mile coastal belt as soon as possible. Both Axis and Allied sources mentioned Allied air activity over the entire coastal area from Norway to central France. Although there's no reason to believe this enemy report, the Columbia Network will remain in overtime operation tonight until all the facts are known. We repeat, the network will operate beyond its regular time of closing until the German report has either been verified or has been proved erroneous. This program has come to you from CBS World News. We resume our scheduled program.
Sometime later, the official word would come from General Eisenhower.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of a concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
You know what's incredible? The amazing sacrifices that were made by Allied troops from many different nations. And yet we did it. We did it not in a selfish way, but we did it for the benefit of the world. That's incredible. And by the way, speaking of incredible, an amazing hour. It aired at 6 a.m. this morning. But it is available, classicradio.stream, and you can download the podcast of the entire hour. A lot of stuff, just like what you just heard. I want to bring you back to the here and now, because there's an amazing new poll that's just out from CNN that claims that 54% of Americans expect the president to be reelected. Despite everything you've heard from the fake news media, And what is amazing, here's what will floor you. The 25%, actually 23% in this poll, nearly a quarter of Democrats expect him to be reelected. And in fact, let's go to cut two real quick. See if we can squeeze in. This is David Chalian, along with John Berman and Dana Bash. Their reaction, and there's not really much for them to say, honestly. There's not really a lot for them to say. The claims of 54% expect the president to be reelected. This is last night on CNN.
If you look under the numbers, John, one of the things that you can attribute the increase in that perception to is actually to Democrats, to people who disapprove of Donald Trump's job performance. They did not think he was going to win re-election, and we should be clear, three quarters of them still don't think that. But now a quarter of Democrats in this poll believe he is going to win re-election. That's up, when we tested this in December, that's up from 14%. So even though they're rooting against it, they seem, Democrats, to be a little more of the mind that he may actually come out victorious.
Is that, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, John, the other thing I would add is the context that Jana Jesta, our polling director, put in here for us, which is if you look at the same time in Barack Obama's first term, the question is, would he win a second term? And Donald Trump does better now than Obama did back in May of 2011. And that was after they caught and killed Osama bin Laden. So that gives you, I think, a pretty remarkable set of facts to go with this on, you know, where the electorate was with Obama, who actually did go on, of course, pretty easily to win re-election, and where Donald Trump is right now.
I think that's incredible. Despite all that the fake news media has tried to do to destroy this presidency, the American people are smarter than that. And I think what you are seeing is you are seeing that the American people are smarter. You know, we've got a, let's face it. We've got an economy that is booming. We've got a president who is engaging even our enemies, Kim Jong-un, Putin, China. He is taking on people that are taking advantage of us, Mexico. And I think the American people are seeing that, and they like. They may not agree with the process, how the sausage is being manufactured. But I think they like the direction America is heading.
Amen to that.
Stick around, more to do. Coming up. You're not going to believe this. Jerry Nadler is left speechless in trying to talk about his relationship with Nancy Pelosi when it comes to impeachment. This is bizarre. When you hear this interview, you'll go, "Oh my God, do they have problems inside the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives?" Yeah, you can hear the crickets. Yeah, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. By the way, no Wayne Allen Root today. Wayne, by the way, will be back with us next week. He is at Talkers Convention in New York City. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. 229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Oh, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen.
My give a damn's busted.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I want to bring you back to the here and now. And by the way, if you would like to download that full hour of D-Day 75 years later radio, it's amazing stuff produced by our good friend Wyatt Cox. Go to classicradio.stream, classicradio.stream. Okay, back to the here and now. All of the talk about impeachment continues in Washington, even as the president is over at Normandy. Jerry Nadler, I want you to listen to this, because this, to me, is critical. Jerry Nadler was on with, who was it, Wolf Blitzer, and more than once had to pause and hem and haw while answering questions about Nancy Pelosi and impeachment hearings. Here it is last night on CNN.
Mr. Chairman, why not open a formal inquiry?
As I said, it may come to that.
But why not now? What's the problem if you start it right now and you begin the process? You're going to go ahead with investigations to begin with.
Well, right now there doesn't appear to be the support for it.
In your committee or among the Democrats in the whole?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but there does not appear to be the support for it now. And we will see the support may develop. Right now, we have to get the facts out. We have to educate the American people, because after all, the American people have been lied to consistently by the president, by the attorney general, who have misrepresented what was in the Mueller report. That's why it's important for us to get Mueller to testify. And remember what Mueller said last week. Mueller said he characterized the findings of the Mueller report as, number one, that the Russians attacked our elections. Number two, that they attacked it for the purpose of helping to elect Donald Trump. Number three, that there were many people in the Trump campaign welcomed that interference on their behalf. And number four, that after the campaign was over, the president, President Trump, when he was president, repeatedly obstructed justice, obstructed the investigation of the attack on our election. Now, those are very serious.
Well, let me ask you this,
charges,
Mr. Chairman,
which we have to examine very carefully.
If you opened a formal inquiry, wouldn't that give you better access to witnesses, to documents? Wouldn't you have a better case to make in obtaining that kind of information?
In certain instances, it might give us better cases, access, and the lawyers argue about the extent of that.
Are you on the same page with the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, when it comes to impeachment?
As I said, we are launching an inquiry now, and whether we'll launch an impeachment inquiry, it may come to that. It may come to that.
Well, is there any chance, Mr. Chairman, you would open up an impeachment inquiry without Speaker Pelosi's support?
I think that if when that decision has to be made, it'll be made not by any one individual. It'll be made probably by the caucus as a whole. Certainly, Nancy will have the largest single voice in it, various committee chairs and rank and file members.
Something is amiss.
I would say so. Okay, I want to switch gears because it's amazing that the president has pushed all the right buttons in the UK. Talking with the Queen, the Prime Minister, going to Normandy, saying all the right things, but that's still not enough. Tammy Duckworth is a senator from Illinois, and she was on CNN, I believe it was, reacting to Trump, saying that he, back in the day, did not support the Vietnam War. It wasn't his choice. But this is Tammy Duckworth yesterday on CNN.
I think it's insulting. I think it is insulting what the commander-in-chief of the United States just said about the Vietnam War, as if it was a choice for most of them. You know, most of them were drafted, and they didn't have a choice to go to serve, and yet they still went. If you're a true patriot, you respond when your nation calls you to duty. This president did not go. In fact, he used his privilege to come up with a story about some sort of bone spurs in order to dodge this draft. And frankly, for those families who lost loved ones who were drafted or those who volunteered, I would find it insulting. My own father served two tours in Vietnam.
You know, you mentioned his bone spurs, the medical deferment. He had student deferments and then a medical deferment for the bone spurs. You say on Twitter that he should have received a medical deferment not for the bone spurs. They should have been for that yellow streak, you say, down his back. Are you calling the president a coward?
Yes, he is a coward. He was a coward when it came time to serve in Vietnam, and he used his privilege in every way that he could to avoid going to serve five different times. And five other young men went to war in his place. And how many of them lost their lives?
Obviously, when we're talking about Vietnam, you know that is an issue that is fraught for a generation of Americans. Would you say the same thing to others who declined to serve in Vietnam or found ways to get deferments? Bill Clinton obviously received student deferments from Vietnam. Would you use the same words to describe him?
Well, let me just say one thing about President Trump in particular. He's someone who is trying to wrap himself up in patriotism. Everything about him is about how what a patriot he is. I mean, my gosh, he hugs the flag as a photo op, and then he tries to minimize his service in Vietnam by saying, well, he wasn't a fan of that service. Mm-hmm. My heroes are the ones who either responded when the nation called or who stood up and said, you know what? I am a conscientious objector. I'm not going to go. Throw me in jail. Or those who marched in the streets. I also am respectful of those people because they did the most American thing you can do, speak up and defy authority. Not what President Trump did, which was to use his privilege to get out of service.
Obviously, the president has also had words with the late Senator John McCain. He skipped a military service in Europe last year. Do you feel, in your mind, does he know how to appropriately honor those who have served?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares to honor those who have served because they've done something that he was too afraid to do himself. And I think he finds those who have served to be threatening to him. So he lashes out at them and tries to minimize their service by saying things like, oh, you know, that wasn't a real war. It wasn't fighting the Nazis. It was just in Vietnam. I think he's threatened by those who've worn the uniform.
That's Tammy Duckworth, a senator from Illinois, reacting to the president. Saying that he didn't originally support the Vietnam War. It wasn't his choice. And Tammy Duckworth, not too happy with him. Coming up on the show, the 80th Nevada legislature gaveled out at midnight Tuesday morning. And a lot of people are still trying to assess how much damage the Democrats did to our state. Did they make us more like the People's Republic of California? A lot of people asking the question today. Daniel Honcharoo has had a chance to digest what's been going on. And I'll be honest with you. It's a little sad when you see some of the things, some of the bad things that happened, some of the anti-business things that happened.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Yeah, that's the truth. So stick around. We got a lot to do. Also, a little bit later on, Michael Joyce, Deputy RNC Press Secretary, his assessment of the president's trip to Europe, to the UK, to Normandy, to Ireland. I mean, the president, with all due respect, has pressed all the right buttons. Really good stuff. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Also, you'll hear from Tucker Carlson in our next hour. He quotes an American politician trying to boost American jobs, but you'll never guess who the politician is. Do that more coming up in our next hour. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.